بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on January 23, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the eulogists of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha.
Your innovativeness should not push your performance toward things that are not actually a part of the nature of elegies. At times, this is seen in some individuals. As far as I know, there are some cases here and there where the form and the innovation that is being used do not preserve the identity of elegies. You should take care to preserve this identity. Elegies are not pop music. Another point is that elegies have played a brilliant role during important events. They played a brilliant role during the sacred defense. Likewise, they played a brilliant role in defending the holy shrines and during the sedition in the year 2009. The same is true for various other events. The elegists were victorious in these tests, and their programs cultivated people who fought for Islam and martyrs in the true sense of the word. In the media, war between us and the enemy, in the cultural and media confrontation, in war between the Islamic Republic and its enemies, the eloquent voices of revolutionary elegists have been useful and able to accomplish great feats. Such is the more than 40-year history of elegies after the revolution.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
What I want to say is that this is a third or fourth point. You should not let this eloquent voice be silenced. You should not let this happen. You have passed important tests in the past. Today as well, we are faced with a large front of enemies. At that time, your eloquent voices were useful, and today they should be used as well. The next point is that our dear elegists wish to draw the youth into these ceremonies. This is a good idea. Attracting the youth to these gatherings can be a source of salvation for some of our youth, and it can truly save them. It can also help people to grow. So one of the goals of these gatherings that our elegists hold is to attract the youth. This is a very good endeavor, but you should know that attracting the youth should not be done at any cost. It shouldn't be the case that in order to attract a young person, we use some improper songs in a eulogy or an elegy. It is necessary and beneficial to attract the youth, but it must be done while preserving the right form. You should be careful not to let the makeup and nature of elegies be destroyed just because you want to attract the youth.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You guided me.